Okay.
All right. So we're going to do Yom Shabbosan today. This is a very beautiful zemer. So the Rosh Yeshivos in the song of the stanzas is Yehuda, and the author is Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who wrote the Kuzari. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who is well known for his poetic works, so he's the author of this zemer. Actually is fascinating. Even though yes, it spells out Yehuda, still the third and fourth verse are actually not the original verses. They were actually added in at a later date because of censorship. Basically, when we get to those stanzas, so we'll talk about what they used to say. But they were primarily basically tefillos against the goyim, and you know, the goyish enemies of the Jews should fall, and so they had to be replaced, I guess, at some point when the goyim were censoring Jewish texts. The rhyme scheme is basically A A A B, except you know in most of the stanzas. And then that B rhymes with the chorus of Yom Shabbanoch, Shem Yochigei Koach, etc. Okay, so let's begin. Hold on a second. Okay. So Yom Shabbosan Emes Koach. So Shabbos day should not be forgotten. The day of Shabbos should not be forgotten. So this is, based on the pasuk of Zachar Shem Shabbos Kasher, the mitzvah to remember Shabbos, not to forget it. This role, and therefore its remembrance, is Kareach HaNichoach. It's like Kareach HaNichoach. It's like when a person brings a carbon, and that carries like a sweet smell for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person who is Mechabit Shabbos, who is Zohar to Shabbos, so it carries with it, it's as though a person brought a carbon. One of the first ones, the Mata Yehuda, actually says that this is, it's as though that Zichra over here doesn't necessarily mean from Zachor, although it probably can function as both, but it's also, it's Miloshem as Parasa Lashem, that we have by Karban Mincha in Perek Beis of Vayikra, where it says, refers to a comment of a Karban Mincha, a handful of a Karban Mincha, that it's over the Reach Nichoach. So, Yom Shabbos and Mishkoach, one who's Zoches, Yom Shabbos Kacho, Zichro, that remembrance, or Az Kvaso, is Kareach HaNichoach. It's as though he brought a carbon. I saw a cute pshat also, that, before I get to that, the cute voice, just continuing on the idea that Zechirah Shabbos and Shmirah Shabbos is like a kravos carbon. So the idea that how is it that we're zochas Yom Shabbos? How is it we remember it? So at least according to one pshat, it's through learning Hilchos Shabbos, like we're doing this year. So the Gemara and it's similar to what we learn. The Gemara Menachos says in Daf Kaf Yud, on the pasuk Zos Torah Ha'Olah, that anybody who is Osek in the Torah of the Olah, it's as though he brought the Olah. So therefore, when we learn Hilchos Shabbos, it carries the same thing. It's the Reach Nichoach. Even just like we can only, like when Shama Parnas was saying that you're mentioning the Karbanos, so we can create a certain sense of Reach Nichoach to Hashem. So too, to the Torah of Shabbos, also it carries that same power.
Isn't the carbon is a sacrifice? So it's making it sound like, if we remember Shabbos, like, that we're doing
sacrifice.
But it's not that.
Well, it's a sacrifice, which is a gift to Hashem.
But the sacrifice is something that we're losing, something that
we're giving up. In English, it's called a sacrifice. In Hebrew, it's called a karban. Yeah, in Hebrew, so a karban means you're coming close. You know, say, like a mincha, even the term mincha means a matana. Right? Like when Yaakov meets up with Esav, right? So Esav says, you know, what are all these sheep and everything that you sent ahead of you to greet me. Mincha shlucha ladoni. You know, it's like, it's a mincha, it's a present. So, you know.
You said
Right. Also, relationships require sacrifice. You know, if you want to type in the English words, you can. But you know, in terms of the idea of karbon, when I explained the karbon to my kids when they were young, as I said, a person needs to bring a present to Hashem. You know, especially the old days, what was your money? You didn't have money. You had sheep and goats and whatever. That was your currency. So could you imagine, like, taking a pile of 20s, putting it on a mizbeach and setting fire to it? You know, that's hard. That's like, you know, so you take a sheep and you set it on fire, like, you know, and nobody, yeah, and that's like, that's your food, that's your parnasa. So it's giving to Hashem. It's giving up of oneself. Any, yeah. Fine. And there's another cute board. This is from the Shevet Yehuda from Lublin, that where he says that the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufman Zion tells a story about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, that he settled in a place that had sweet waters and delicious delicacies and things like that. And he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. But unfortunately, he was nimshach after too much gashmius there, and the Gemara says that when he came back, I think, to visit by his other chevra, he was Rosh Chodesh, and they gave him Aliyah, not Rosh Chodesh, it was Parshas HaChodesh, and instead of reading, when he got up to Aliyah to read HaChodesh HaZalachem, he read HaCheresh HaYalibam. Their heart was deaf, and you know, he forgot to read Hebrew, meaning that he was so nimshach after gashmius that he lost so much of his Torah. So you see from that Gemara that, you know, gashmius can pull a person away from remembering Shabbos. So from remembering the Torah. But this Zemer is teaching us that no, when it comes to Shabbos, that's not the case, because Onig Shabbos is a mitzvah, and so therefore when a person enjoys gashmius on Shabbos, the same Onig Shabbos, then don't worry, Yom Shabbosam, Ein Shkach. On Yom Shabbos, you know, you can enjoy your gashmius and you're not going to forget any of your Torah. Okay, Yonah. So here is the big mystery. What is the Yonah? The dove found on this day, on Shabbos, and on that day, those who are tired, their strength is depleted, they will find rest. So who is this Yonah? So there's basically three pshatim. So pshat number one is that it's a reference to the Jewish people. Knesset Yisrael, the Gemara says, Nimshu the Yonah, right? We had the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, about Knafayim, and the Gemara tells us that on a couple of occasions that a person, Gemara and Shabbos and Gemara and Brachos, it says that Bnei Yisrael are compared to a dove, just like a dove is saved by its wings, so too Jews are saved by the mitzvos. So Yonah Matzav Amanoch, that the Jewish people have rest, on Shabbos, and Dafka, you know, makes sense. Shabbos is Shachol Kenegi Kol Mitzvos. So, you know, this is where the Jewish people get their manoach from, in a sense. You know, they get their rest, their salvation, their zchuyos. This is Shabbos. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is that it's actually referring to the Shechina. That the Shechina is in Golos, like we are in Golos. Hashem was Gola with us, went into Golos with us, and the tirda, the burden of the Golos, kiviyachol weighs on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only on Shabbos, where like we've said in the past, where Shabbos it's as though you have the Beit HaMikdash, like we said, that Shabbos is in time, but the Beit HaMikdash was in space, and so on Shabbos, then the Shechina feels certain degree of rest of from that burden of Golos. That's Yonah Matzav Manoach. And the third pshat is that it's really actually a reference to the Yonah of Noach, the dove that Noach sent out of the Teva. And this carries with it a beautiful idea from the Alfei Menashe. Alfei Menashe writes that if you look in Parshas Noach, so it says that Noach sent out the bird on the seventh, the dove on the seventh day, Yom HaShvi'i. So Yom HaShvi'i, there you could say maybe it means Shabbos, but he has more meduyuk limud over here. He says that he quotes from the Zohar. The pasuk says by I think it's by Yaakov Avinu. Vayavrech et hagmali michus la'ir el be'er hamayim la'eis erem. That he, maybe this is by Eliezer, that he rested the camels outside of the city by the well, la'eis erem. What is la'eis erem? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, do erev Shabbos. Eis erev means erev Shabbos. So then it says, by Noach, it says, v'tavoy lev hayonah la'eis erem. That the bird came back to him, Eitz Erev. If Eitz Erev means Erev Shabbos, fine. And then, 7 days later, Noah sent out the dove, and it didn't come back, right? So the first time it came back with the olive branch, with the olive twig, so then it was coming back on Erev Shabbos. So 7 days later, he sent it out again on Erev Shabbos, and then it didn't come back, which means, you know, he understood that there was a place for the Yonah, Matzah B'Manoach, that it found a place to rest. So that's the that's the third shot.
What was the second?
The second was its reference to the Shechina. That the Shechina of the Galusa feels rest from the Galus on Shabbos. Now, just connecting this is you know, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which connects this idea of the Mabul with Galus. And the pasuk says, "Ki mei Noach zos li asher nishbati me'avor mei Noach od al ha'aretz." That Hashem says, "This is like the flood to me that I swore not to bring the flood." Ki nishbati miktzof alayach migarbach. Hashem says, "I swore not to challenge you, not to punish you like this." Ki harim yamush v'agvos tumotena v'chasti me'itech olamush. Hashem says, like you know, the mountains and the hills may be moved, but my chesed, my love for you, will not be moved. Hashem promises, even if He's upset at us, that He's not going to break His bris with us, even though maybe we deserve it. But you know, this is Hashem's eternal bond, eternal love for us. This is also a little bit of reference through Shabbos. Okay. That's Yonah Matzah B'Manoach. That's the first verse on the chorus. Okay, Hayom Nichbad B'Nei Amunim. Hayom Nichbad. This day is Nichbad. It's honored B'Nei Amunim. So those who, to the children of Emunah, those people had Emunah. So B'Nei Amunim reference to Klal Yisrael. Ma'aminim B'Nei Ma'aminim, who were descended from the Avos HaKadoshim. Ve'aminim B'Hashem M'Moshe Avdo. Avram Avinu, the first Ma'amin, and Hayom Nichbad. This day is honorable to us. So we spoke about yesterday, last week, by Yom Zemachuba, that all the other days had designated Shabbat to be their king, and that's what it means in Mechuba also. So fine. So Bnei Yisrael are Mechad of Shabbat, the name of him. Zehirim L'Shamra Avu Subanim. They are careful to keep it. Who? Avu Subanim. And this is based on the pasuk. Ata uvin chalvitecha, that a person is mechuyot to have their children keep Shabbos also. Chakuk b'shnei luchos avalim, it was engraved in the two luchos of stone. So they asked the question on this, what do you mean it was engraved in two luchos of stone? Wasn't Shabbos just on one of the luchos? Just on the Ben Amor Malcolm side, right? So they give two answers. I think one is that it means, Luchos Rishon is Luchos Shniyot, so it was, yes, it's only on the Ben Olam Malkum side in a sense, but it's Luchos Rishon is Luchos Shniyot. And the other answer is they say, no, actually, it's that according to some Midrashim, some things in Midrash, so that all ten Dibros were engraved on each one. Fine. So Chakuk v'shnei luchos avalim, meirov onim v'amit koach. Meirov onim from the one of great power, v'amit koach, and also tremendous strength. So reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on Pesukim in Yeshaya. Meirov onim v'amit koach. Okay. Uvaru chulan v'bris yachad. Then they all came together, the bris yachad, with one bris. Na'asav nishma amukechad, and they all said, Nasav Nishma. So this is obviously a reference to Vayuchan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, that the Bnei Yisrael camped Ki'ishachad V'Levachad V'Har Sinai when they said Nasav Nishma. V'Pasko V'Anu Hashem Echad. They all said Hashem Echad. So so this is there's a medrash over here that that says that is, you know, when Hashem said that when Hashem said Anochi Shalakecha, Hashem said Shema Yisrael Anochi Shalakecha, and so he said listen up Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael's response to Anochi Shalakecha was Hashem Yachad Ushmo Echad. So Hashem Akina Hashem Echad. So that's, and that maybe, you know, maybe that's what, you know, connected to Shema Yisrael Hashem Akina Hashem Echad. So that was Klal Yisrael's response to Anochi Shalakecha. Bless Hashem who gives strength to those who are tired. So this is a reference to also Medrash that says that Klal Yisrael fainted when at Matan Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their life back. So this whole paragraph is talking about Matan Torah. So the question is, and as well as the next one, the question is, what does it have to do with anything? We were talking about Shabbos, Hayim Nechol Zaymunim, Havos Zubanim, etc. And then all of a sudden we're at Matan Torah. So again, the Vav and the Dalet, the third and fourth stanzas were replaced. And we'll go back in a few minutes to say what they originally were. But okay, so whoever it was that replaced them decided instead to speak about Matan Torah, which obviously also connected to Shabbos, and that we have a Masorah that the Matan Torah happened on Shabbos, and as well as we know that Shabbos, like we said, is Shokol Koneged Kol Mitzvos, so it's in a sense corresponding to the whole Torah. Let's do the next one, and then we'll go see what the originals were. Dibur B'Kodesho B'Har Hamor, Hashem spoke B'Kodesho in His Holiness, B'Har Hamor. Har Hamor is a strange reference. What's Har Hamor? Is it Har Sinai, no? So Har Hamor is really actually a reference to, it's like a nickname for Har Hamoria. But you'll see me, Har Hamoria was not Har Chorev. Har Hamoria is in Yerushalayim, right? That's Har Habayit. So what's Pshat? So I forgot where I saw this. Let's see. So they explain this based on the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus, Tezayim and Aleph, asks my Har Hamoria, what is Har Hamoria? And Tosfos over there explains that in one language, meaning in one Lashon and Tosfos, one answer in Tosfos say so the really Har Hamoria is a reference to Har Sinai. That's Machloket. What does Moriah mean? So what, you know, especially if it's referring to Har Sinai. So one explanation is that Moriah is in Lashon Horah. Horah means paskening, means halacha, paskening, you know, teaching halacha. And so from Har Sinai came out Horah, and that's why Har Hamoria can also be a reference to Har Sinai. Or the other opinion says that it's Har Shiyatam Imenu Mora, of the Kochavim, that the Goyim were then scared of us because we encountered the Torah Har Sinai, and that's why it's called Har Hamoria. So that's Diva Bakasha Bakasha Bahar Hamor. Yom Hashri Zachar B'Shamor. So keep Shabbos. B'chol and Zachar B'Shamor. We know we look close to Shamor. The Fashnios. B'chol Pikuda Yachad Ligmor. B'chol Pikuda Pikida. Command. All of its command. Yachad Ligmor. They should complete. However, some explain Ligmor is Milashim Gemara to learn. That not only should, you know, and it's still reference to Talmud Torah, that not only should we do mitzvahs, we have to learn about the mitzvahs, and particularly on Shabbos, especially when you have Talmud Torah on Shabbos, and particularly Torah Shabbat Peh, Chazal says that Hilchos Shabbos, Gemara Chagiga says that Hilchos Shabbos are keharerim hatzluyim b'sa'ara. It's mountains hanging by the string of a hair. Like, you know, if you think about it, like, whatever we had last week, Parsha and Vayakel, you know, you have a smich of parshios between Mishkan and Shabbos, and boom, all of a sudden you have Lama Tetz Malchus. Like, really? Wow, like, that's where I'm getting Lama Tetz Malchus from? So, there's also, okay, I think there's Gemara Pesachim about with Gematria also, But still, you know, the idea is that it's all based in Torah Shabbat Peh. It's all based in, it's almost like part of it is hidden, and that's part of the idea that Shabbos is this secret ki'osi, you know, be'niver mi'esal osi li'olam, that it's this special bond just between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, just like Torah Shabbat Peh is a special bond between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Right, the nations of the world, they can all open up a Bible, you know, in any hotel room, right? Not that they do, probably, but okay. So there's a translated Bible in every hotel room, and okay, so God can read the Bible, shkayach. But Torah Shabbat Peh, so that we really understand what the Ratzon Hashem is, so that is a unique bond between us and Hashem. And so as is Shabbos, so for the special connection between Shabbos and Torah Shabbat Peh, and special Indians learn Torah Shabbat Peh on Shabbos. Zachar Shalom Chol Bikur Yachad. Umar Chazik Masnayim Amit Koach. Chazik Masnayim Amit Koach is like a recognition that in a certain sense it takes Masnayim as the waist, like to gird oneself, the Amit Koach, and to strengthen oneself. The idea that, you know, it does take guts to keep Shabbos. It does take an effort. We said in the past the famous story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. And, you know, his voice that he said, you know, people come home in the days of the, you know, early 30s, 40s, you know, immigrant Jews, whatever, and they, you know, they would lose their job every week for keeping Shabbos, and they'd come home and say, it's hard to be a Jew, and Mimela, then their kids weren't Shomer Shabbos, because they're like, you know, if it's so hard to be a Jew, so what do I want it for? He said, you have to tell your kids, it's good to be a Jew, it's good to be a Jew, you know, and but people can see as nefesh for keeping Shabbos. Ultimately, it's what basically why we're here today, because otherwise Orthodox Judaism would have ceased to exist. I don't know. In America, maybe it would have ceased to exist. I don't know. But it's close to Shabbat, so we have a Hesorus and a stick of Lotus Hashem in Torah Judaism. Fine. Now, just to share with you the original Vav and Dalet that were censored by the Goyim, so they were Umitoch Arafel Heir Ofel, that from the darkness from the cloudiness he enlightens the dark. Val Av Heirin Yoshrei Shafel, and on the cloud he brought up those who were sitting low down, meaning Klal Yisrael when they were from, you know, in Mitzrayim, I think. Umigdal Tzari Eren Ofel, and from my tower I will see the enemy fall. Ach anosi malesi koach, and only I am filled with koach. Right, meaning so it's a pure thing. Hashem has saved us, and the enemies will fall. The Dalet is Duros b'na'al oivim v'tzarim. Hashem should trample with his foot, kviyachol, enemies and oppressors. V'gam han'ed karsole zarim, and like wipe out, you know, the these foreigners. Karsul, like, you know, they're like, remember David always says Karsul line, like, you know, the bottom of their coats, in a sense. You should be like, and then my nation will answer you, Hashem, with song. God who goes on the wings of spirit. So I don't know. The truth is, you know, like, it's not so bad. Like, you know, we've much worse things that we said about the Goyim, but you know, in terms of you know, past Jewish history of oppressors and tefillos against them and things like that. But okay, fine. So those were taken out, and I'm not sure who added these newer verses, but okay. And then the last one was written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Ha'am Hashem na katzon ta'am, the nation which has na, like na v'na, that they've been wandering in galus, katzonta, like wandering sheep. Yizkor fakto berisu shvua. He should remember to redeem them with the bris and the shvua, with the promises that Hashem gave us that will never be lost. Levar yavor gam mikrei ra, that there should not come upon them any bad events, any bad happenings. Kashinish vatam enoch, just like you promised Hashem on the waters of Noah by the Mabul, just like Hashem promised. Not to destroy the world again, and the spinning of the keshes of the rainbow, but that there's that promise as well. As like we said before, the pasuk from Yeshaya, Perek Nindal, Pasuk Tes, Ki Me Noach Lo Sli, Asher Nishbati, Me Avor Me Noach, Od Al Haaretz, as Hashem said, like the Mabel, I promise never to give it again. Kei Nishbati, Mitzof Al Recha, Od Migar Bach, so today that I promise not to get angry at you and to challenge you, that Hashem's going to avoid bringing upon us any Mikrei Ra, any bad events. Okay? That's basically the Yom Shabbat. Let me see if there's any Shabbat in this. Oh, just one other idea about the Luchos. Chakut v'shnei Luchos Avanim. So there's a Medrash, which I'm going to sift the footnotes over here to say they can't find, that when Moshe broke the Luchos, so the letters of the flew off of the stone. The only one that did not, the only letters that stayed on the stones were Zachar Shem Shabbat Pasha, was the Tzivui of Shabbos. So I'm not sure who wrote these footnotes over here. The Sadegur Rebbe, it looks like it's quoting. So he wants to explain like this. Why is it that the Davka Shabbos stayed on the Luchos? He says, because basically Shabbos was commanded at Marah before they even got to Har Sinai. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to break the Luchos? It's because Klal Yisrael had betrayed, in a sense, the bris that happened at Har Sinai. So all the mitzvahs that they were mekabel at Har Sinai when they got out to the Nishma, that they were encapsulated and kept, and connected to the Aseret Dibros, so to the other nine Dibros. So once they, did the Aver Chayda Egel, then said, okay, if you break the Luchos, you broke them, and the letters of those mitzvahs disappeared. But Shabbos, which was there before, only that stayed on because anyway they were already chayv in it. So that's the pshat, I guess, from the Sadegur Rebbe. So I was thinking also again the idea that we've spoken about in the past. The Gemara said that Shabbos has a koch of kapara to it also, and that even though a person, the Gemara says that even if a person had worshipped Avodah Zarah Kador Enosh Mochlin, if they keep a Shom Shabbos Kelchasa. So, this is the Koch of Teshuva and Koch of Kapara of Shabbos. So, this was the schus of Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was happy that Moshe, Asher Shibaita, Yasher Koch, Asher Shibaita, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's good you brought the Luchos, but what has to remain on the Luchos is Shabbos, because the schus of Shabbos, then Klal Yisrael can even have a Kapara for Chet Ha'Egel.
That was the Kol Kishin, the
Karnish? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's Yom Shabbat. Shkaich. You guys want a new tune, an old tune?
New tune.
The Eitan Katz tune?
Yeah,
you like that, yeah? Okay.
Thank you.
You feel Shabbos.
Beautiful.